prison walls are designed for separation, but every night over the next 4 weeks, the main wall at Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia will be used to connect prisoners to the outside world. WHYY's Jimena Conde reports the historic prison-turned-museum will project short animated films made by incarcerated people in an effort to show them in a different light.
My time started with Turbulence, Born into Drama and Mishap.
That's the voice of Donye P. guiding viewers through images of a plane moving shakily in midair, followed by a red theater curtain pulling open to reveal large letters that spell the word drama. That's how Donye describes his upbringing in the opening sequence of the animated film he wrote and produced. He's one of 19 people at SCI Chester who learned scriptwriting and animation this last fall. Per Department of Corrections policy, we've agreed not to use Donye's last name or mention his crimes. Donye says he ran away from home when he was 14 because of an abusive relationship with his mother. He ended up in prison 2 years later. He says his childhood trauma is not an excuse for breaking the law, but he hopes his animation can show the public how a difficult family life can negatively influence a person.
I just wanted to be sure that I explained how a person can come into a crime or wrong, if you want to say, how a hurt person can hurt people, basically.
Donye says the film took him a year to make.
Man, it's the hardest thing I did. I didn't know how hard drawing pictures and putting pictures together could be. I didn't understand. You got to draw thousands of pictures just for 1 minute.
Still, he says the tedious work is worth it for the chance to tell his story. The group's films touch on similar heavy themes, like the toll incarceration has on their families. Jerome L. has been behind bars for almost 40 years. His animation explores whether people really are the products of their environment.
Why? Why didn't I listen to my father and mother instead of making what turned out to be bad choices?
Jerome describes a supportive family. But as the viewer zooms in on hand-drawn sketches of a boy's head, they see images of police crime tape and needles. The image of the boy disappears, and a sketch of the Grim Reaper leads the viewer to a prison entrance. The letters PTSD hover above the doorway. Jerome says he also wanted to draw attention to how incarceration can affect a person's mental health.
It's no different than a person going in the military and going to war and being in the army for 2 years, 5 years, or 10 years. You know, a lot of them come back and they suffer from PTSD. Same thing with prison life.
20 animations will be projected onto the wall of the Eastern State Penitentiary that faces Fairmount Avenue, so passersby can see them. Sean Kelly led the project called Hidden Lives Illuminated. He says the goal is to humanize people in prison and to connect them with the outside world.
In my experience, most people who are living in prisons are really interested in making the world a better place in some way. Most of them, they wake up in the morning and their environment tells them that they've created harm, and they are trying to find a way to create good in the world.
For Donye, that means showing young people they're not defined by their mistakes, and it's never too late to change.
When I speak of legacies, it's about understanding that it's not maybe how you started or what you're going through, but how you finished the fight, you know?
Donye says if he can reach one person, the months of work will be worth it. Jimena Conde, WHYY News.